couple of weeks ago in the final debate between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, when they were discussing climate change, Trump said that wind energy, and I quote, kills all the birds. That excessive hyperbole by a man known for excessive hyperbole may seem at least a little true, because the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service estimates the number of birds killed at land-based wind turbines in the United States to be between 140,000 and 500,000 every year. That's a big number. And the carcasses, often of large birds of prey, are indeed gruesome and dramatic. But it's also important to put bird deaths at turbines in context. Huge bird losses happen increasingly each year from climate change, what with increased storm, drought, flooding, and fire activity. Warmer winters are hurting Canada jays, where now their winter food caches suffer what biologists call hoard rot. Higher ocean temperatures contribute to the decrease in plankton and fish populations in northern waters, which has caused a catastrophic loss of seabirds. Those kinds of deaths are hard to quantify, but certainly outnumber deaths at wind turbines significantly. Also, no one has ever been able to tease out the total number of birds killed every year directly or indirectly by our squandering of fossil fuels. That number is enormous, orders of magnitude more than the number killed at wind turbines. How can our use of fossil fuels harm that incredible number of birds? Extracting it in the first place causes both direct mortality and loss of habitat. Mountaintop strip mining for coal has devastated huge swaths of natural habitat. Oil pits kill an average of 750,000 birds every year, and up to 2 million birds died when they mistakenly landed in oil pits to bathe and drink in 1997 alone. Pits that one year took out four times as many birds as our highest estimates of birds killed annually at turbines. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has estimated mortality figures per year for some other fossil fuel issues, too. 10 times as many birds are electrocuted at electric fences and transmission wires, 5.6 million, as are killed by wind turbines. Collisions with power lines kill 50 times as many birds as are killed at turbines, about 25.5 million birds every year. And more than four times that huge total, 214.5 million birds, are killed in collisions with motor vehicles every year. Just those specific estimates of the numbers of birds killed by fossil fuel use add up to a quarter of a billion birds per year. And there are no estimates of the number of birds affected annually by oil and gas spills. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration notes, quote, oil spills are more common than you might think, and they happen in many different ways. Thousands of oil spills occur in U.S. waters each year. Most of these spills are small, for example, when oil spills while refueling a ship. But these spills can still cause damage, especially if they happen in sensitive environments like beaches, mangroves, and wetlands, end quote. Mercury pollution harms birds, particularly reducing breeding success. Coal-burning power plants are the single largest source of mercury pollution, which comes down to earth in rainwater and poisons lakes, rivers, and streams. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, coal-fired utilities and industrial boilers contribute over 86% of the mercury in the atmosphere. And there are layers and layers of compounding issues. For example, it takes about 200,000 gallons of oil simply to start a coal burner. Diesel fuel is needed for extracting, transporting, and cleaning the coal, and then the ash must be transported to a landfill and buried. Nobody has ever figured out the true economics of coal-produced electricity, much less its toll on birds. In addition to mercury, burning any fossil fuel, especially oil and coal, spews into the atmosphere nitrogen oxides, sulfur dioxide, and particulate matter, as well as the carbon dioxide implicated in global warming. Small amounts of toxic metals, such as arsenic, cadmium, chromium, and nickel, are also released. 500,000 bird deaths at wind turbines every year are indeed a tragedy, though Donald Trump, a real estate developer whose projects and the habitat they've destroyed have taken out plenty of birds, hardly cares. His trumped-up claim that wind energy kills all the birds, given in the service of the very fossil fuel industries that have taken out so many more birds, would be horrifying enough even if he didn't say it right while California was ablaze and Louisiana dealing with its fifth named storm of the season. Birds are the canaries in a coal mine, and they've been giving us plenty of warning. It's time we listened. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.